Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuhu. Good afternoon. My name is Muhammad Sabr Chishti Saqbi and welcome to CWTC Community Podcast. We have here today Councillor Ali Ahmed, who is a ward councillor for Central Rochdale and is also Assistant Portfolio Holder of Environment. Thank you very much, Councillor Ali, for coming to the studio.
Thank you very much, Sabr Saab, for inviting me.
My pleasure. Can you tell us briefly about yourself?
First of all, I'll say it in English, and yes. If you want me to say it in any other languages, please let me know.
I
will be able to speak two other languages, that's Bengali and Urdu.
Super.
So, yes, I was born and bred in Rochdale. I was born here in Rochdale in 1977. Mm-hmm. I was brought up in this environment, and I'm fortunate to actually be a voice for people of Central Ward,
yes.
who elected me as a member of a Rochdale MBC, which I feel really fortunate of. People have trusted me,
sure.
and given me this opportunity to help and seek out as much as I can do for the community as well. So I'm very, very actually very happy and proud.
And I know you're very committed and you do attend lots of community functions. You're certainly there. A lot of help for my organization anyway, but I've seen you right across other organizations representing their voice. Excellent. Mm. Can I just ask you, and we do this in English, of your views on the needs of the BAME community, especially the Bengali community?
When you actually say the Bengali community or BAME community, we as being councillors, we have a role to play,
yes.
for throughout the whole borough, and sometimes when we be portfolio holders or assistant to portfolio holders, we actually make decisions for the whole Rochdale borough,
yeah.
and it actually falls into a category where we are councillors for every community,
everybody
who has put their belief in, who has put their votes in, and who has selected us or elected us as a councillor,
okay.
so we actually go out to help all communities.
You represent them.
And
yes.
because being, fortunately, being one way or another, being a Bangladeshi, a British Bangladeshi born, yes, I do have an upper hand of speaking to the Bangladeshi community.
It's an
more often.
It's an asset,
yeah.
because
I do have I do have this kind of feeling where there's a bond between the communities where they could facilitate or talk to me,
yeah.
even nicely.
Mm.
And yeah. So in that sense, I do have a lot of Bangladeshi people who
yeah.
we meet, greet, and speak to.
And certainly at this time, when we have the pandemic, there are certain social needs, information, guidance, services, being able to support, or being able to contact. What sort of gaps did you feel, if any, within the Bengali community?
Actually felt quite a lot actually because to be honest with you, the Bangladeshi community actually taken this quite seriously.
Yes.
But I could still recall COVID-19 has taken a lot of people, a lot of loved ones from us in the community. People that, I don't know if you're aware of it, almost every single person who passed away during this pandemic time, one way or another I was involved to help support the family.
Excellent.
On the bereavement side. And
yes.
it's actually, it was a call of duty, or you call it a line of duty, whichever way you want to call it. But at that moment, at that precious time where
yes.
funerals were quite strict.
Yes.
To have the last prayers, what we as a Muslim we do,
mm-hmm.
we call it janaza,
mm-hmm.
that was quite strict.
Yeah.
Families didn't have a clue of what the rules, guidance of the government was, to explain them how it's going to be possible or how we're going to maintain when somebody has passed away with COVID-19.
So that communication...
That communication was a
yeah.
language barrier plus reading barrier plus me
yeah.
being a Bangladeshi person.
Yeah.
My Bengali talk language plus Urdu language that I can speak, I was able to help.
Excellent.
And support
yeah.
them to make them understand. In the language they could understand.
So
it.
That gap that you've identified has it's been ever need really, because I remember
yeah.
you know
it's a very very big thing, Mr. Sawar.
Yeah.
It's a
mm.
very big thing actually, because if you think about it, taking a burden off a family on our bereavement time is something really, really special.
Of course.
For the whole family.
Of course.
And I think it's not only my, not as being a counselor, but not even being a counselor, it's every everybody's duty at that time to help and support.
So you're being there for immediate response in a way.
Yeah.
Do you think within our borough there are bereavement services who actually has those facilities to support?
At the moment, I've been looking out bereavement services at this present moment. They do have a language which they could speak Urdu, English, and as a Bengali speaker, no.
All right. So we have identified a need whereby people from different languages and cultures needs to be working at front line to be able to support.
There is need. As you can see, we have a lot of Nigerian people here now, where we have Polish people as well, and everybody has their own way of talking languages. But that doesn't, that should not stop bereavement people. People here, they should be educated, they should learn how to speak as well. I think most important is everyone now in a family, they have children where they got good GCSEs or getting good A levels or going to college. Every family at this present moment now, their children can actually speak good English. So that sense, in that sense, it's helpful for the parents who can't speak very good English or etc.
So one of the strategy could be that obviously there's a financial implication. However, we can train people from each of the community as frontline people, or even on a volunteer basis, to be able to help at the time of need.
True, but like you say, another thing as well, we have this one CWC where when you look at it, they're actually helping people out with dementia, with health, and with language barriers as well. Then you have like community services, like we have KYP in the ward. They try to intend to help as much as they can. We have BACP, where they try to help the Bangladeshi community and plus the wider, broader community as well. We have Waterwoods Community Centres. We do have centres which are still open, which we feel proud of in our ward, because most of the centres these days are, because of lack of funding coming in from the government, they're actually closing. But we have managed to keep up these kind of facilities for the public. I think with the low budget, we still have managed somehow, somewhere, to actually keep them up and going running.
Super. I would request that in Bengali now, which can actually support people who are listening, where perhaps some of the services can
be. One more service that actually I forgot to mention. Don't forget the amount of mosque we have around. The community is there. They have a big say in the community.
Rostral
as well.
Council of Mosque.
Not just Rostral Council of Mosque. I'm talking about the personal mosque people go to.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean Rostral Council of Mosque they have to go to, but the mosque
local
they
mosques.
Go to, local mosque they go to. That is a very big thing for the people, because that's somewhere they gather up this kind of some information and help and support from the community as well.
Well, that's it, because
committed.
It's now thinking
it's for,
innovatively, creatively,
and
upgrading yourself as institutions to be able to meet the needs of the people in time of need. So whereby, whether they need training or more information, translated information, services coming in to help make a quality impact.
Yeah.
So can I request you to say, give a message in Bengali, how people can approach services like ours within the borough?
No problem. My Bengali is not that... it is quite poor. I won't say it's the best Bengali I can speak, but I hope I can get this message out. Assalamu alaikum. Apnar shobai jara amar aske ei kothata shunba. Apnar shobai kache amar ekta ei request holiga. Apnara je kono shomoy je kono sahajjo shohitar lagiya jodi apnara mone holen apnara dohar hoy ta apnara ono E Street CW
TC
TC ase ono মিস্টার সাওয়ার ভাই আছে নিকানো আছে তাইনে অনেক হেলথর ওয়েলবিং লাগিয়া তাইনে ডেমেনশিয়া প্রবলেম অথবা অন্য ধরনের কোনো ধরনের অসুবিধা সমস্যা দেখা দেয় তাই তারা গেছে এখানে আছে কিছু ফেসিলিটিস থাকে তারা সাহায্য সাহায্য করতে পারবা এটারে আরও কিছু অ্যাডভার্টাইজ করার লাগে আমরা কর্মু যেহেতু এটা পড়িয়েছি কি ওরা আমরা এই কমিউনিটির মাঝানো হচ্ছে তো এটা আমরা আসলে সকলে মিলিয়ে সাহায্য দান্য কর্মু অথবা তাইনও আমরা সাহায্য করবা বিভিন্ন জিনিসগুলো অ্যাডভার্টাইজ দিয়া দুই নম্বর হতে লেগে আরো আছে আমরা এখানে আছে, যেমন কাশ্মীর ইউথ প্রজেক্ট আছে, আরো আমরা ওয়াটারওয়েথ কমিটি সেন্টার আছে, আরো যেমন আমরা বিএসিপি আছে, থারা থারা ফেসিলিটি যেটা দিরা আমরা এটা নিরাম আর সকল এটা অভিজ্ঞতা ওরা। আরো দুই নম্বর ওই লেগে আমরা যে মসজিদগুলা যারা আছে মসজিদ কমিটি যারা আছে অথবা মসজিদের ভিতরে যে কোনো ফেসিলিটিস থাকে এরার ক্ষেত্রে অনেক সময় অনেক সাহায্য হইবা। আর দ্বিতীয় নম্বর হতে লেগে এরা সকলের সাহায্য আমরা কাউন্সিল হিসেবে তো কর, আর আমরা চাই এই ধরনের ফেসিলিটি সবসময় খোলা থাকতো। আর দ্বিতীয় নম্বর হতে লেগে যখন খোর কোনো সমস্যা হয় অথবা কোনো অসুবিধা হয় আমরা তো আসি আপনারা লেগে। আমরা কাউন্সিলর হিসেবে আমরা তিনজন কাউন্সিলর আছি সেন্ট্রাল বোর্ডও, যেমন আমি আছি, আমার কাউন্সিলর ইফতিকার ভাই আসবেন, যেমন আমার কাউন্সিলর সুলতান আলী ভাই আসবেন, তারার কাছে আমরা লোক যোগাযোগ করলে আমরা এই ধরনের জিনিসটা আমরা প্রমোট করতাম, চাই আমরা এই ধরনের জিনিসটা আমরা সবসময় প্রমোট করি আর করতে থাকবো। এর জন্য আমরা এই বাংলায় আমি আপনার সহলার কাছে দুইটা কথা করলাম, বাংলা কথার জন্য আমার কোনো ভুল এটা মাফ করে দিবা, কারণ বাংলা মাত্র একটু কষ্ট হয়ে যায় সবার সময়। তো আশা করি আপনারা সকলে এই ধরনের ফেসিলিটিসগুলো যেটা আছে আমরা সকলে মিলিয়া জয়েন করিয়া তারারে আমরা সাহায্য করবো আর তারও আমরা সাহায্য করবো। থ্যাংক ইউ।
And you did that very well.
Thank you.
Okay, and thank you very much for that. Now I have to get that translated when we do our video, and which means
basically what I said in English. Most of that is already there.
Super. Thank you very much. And I'm sure there'll be other moments where we can share some other fantastic opportunities the borough brings through the council.
Yeah.
And thank you very much for your time.
Thank you, Mr. Sawar. Thank you very much for your time.
Thank you very much for listening.